Well, the rain has stopped for now, but eight rivers in Tasmania are still rising. And if you've seen any of the photos from the island state, they're breathtaking and frightening. The waters are raging in places like the Cataract Gorge, dams overflowing with powerful torrents. So it's a pretty tense time for the city of Launceston in particular at the moment, which is on high alert because floodwaters are expected to peak around 8 o'clock this morning. Last night, authorities urged thousands of residents in the city's low-lying suburbs to relocate because their homes were under threat from the swelling South Esk River. State emergency services say they can't guarantee that floodgates will hold as the waters approach the city. Meantime, two people remain missing in Tasmania as the state faces its worst flooding event in almost a century, a result of the wild weather that's battered Australia's east coast. Albert Van Zetten is the mayor of Launceston. Mayor, good morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning and thank you.
Well, not so much good from where you are, I imagine. The warnings about the floodgates, about the levees, the images we're seeing of wild, wild rivers, these evacuation orders. How would you describe the mood there in Launceston at the moment, or the reality really in Launceston at the moment in the face of all this?
Yeah, the reality obviously is for those people that are in the Invermay, Inveresk area in particular, and at Newstead, that they're very concerned and obviously very anxious about what may happen. It is now anticipated the peak will come through at about 10 a.m. this morning, and probably the good news with that is it's going to be when it's low tide in the Tamar, so that's obviously going to have help keep the levels down, and at this stage it's looking like we'll be able to be below the level of the levee, so which is something that is positive. So now it's a matter of just waiting to see how the levees do hold up. They are certainly getting a good testing this time around.
They certainly are. These levees were built when, last year?
Oh, they've completed last year. Some have just been completed recently. So, yeah, been in the planning for quite some time as a result of flooding we've had in 69.
Where are we at to in evacuations? I think about 3,000 residents were advised to evacuate late yesterday. Have all of those people gone? Are they being still urged to go? Or now that the looks like the levee might hold, is averted?
Oh, the crisis is not diverted yet. No, not at all. They have been encouraged to evacuate. They haven't been forced to evacuate at this stage, and that's because, you know, everything is fine and the levees are holding. So that really, it's a wait and see. And we want them though to be very much prepared that should they have to evacuate, they can do it immediately. So obviously, if they're heading off for the day, they need to get their house ready for an evacuation now. They need to have what their belongings they need in case they can't come back this evening. So that's the sort of thing we're doing. And those in Newstead who were obviously affected by the North Esk yesterday or the day before, as well as the night before, they may get a second flooding at this stage because of this flow coming down the South Esk will push the water back up the North Esk, and we're not sure what impact that's going to have.
This is obviously a serious flooding event. It's described as somewhere between a 1 in 50 to a 1 in 100 years flood at the moment. But you sound like the city was well prepared for it, even though you can't hold back the waters, but sounds like you were quite well prepared.
I think they're very well prepared. I think the SES, the council, the police have worked extremely well together, and it really shows the value of having the levees in place. It actually does, because if they weren't there, would it be a chaos at the moment. So very thankful for the federal and state government and the council to put the levees in place, and now it's a matter of waiting and see what the height of this torrential lot of water coming down is. It's just an incredible force of water coming down the gorge and what impact that's going to have.
Cataract Gorge, that's the one just in Launceston where there's the pool and everything. People go and...
That's correct. Well, that pool is completely underwater, I can assure you. So there's heaps of water coming down there. It's a fantastic sight. It absolutely is. But it's something that we obviously don't want at this time to be any more. We want it to be a lot less.
Did it come as a bit of a surprise yesterday when we spoke to the mayor of La Trobe? The river levels were dipping and felt like the crisis was over. And then all of a sudden we got these reports from Launceston about the eight rivers swelling.
Yeah, no, the Launceston always cops it later because we don't get a lot of that heavy rain here. Well, at times we can, but we didn't this time. But it's what happens upstream is where the issues are, and it's quite a way out of Launceston, and that water comes down from the Fingal Valley through Longford, and there's been a lot of heavy rain in the mountain areas and around the Fingal area, and that is now coming to Launceston. That does take sometimes up to 2 to 3 days to get here.
And Mayor, tragically, these floods have taken a toll of human life. There was an older woman, I think, discovered yesterday, her body recovered yesterday, and now in and around Launceston, I think I'm right, there's two people missing, is that right?
Around the outskirts, there certainly are, and that is extremely disappointing and sad. And we encourage everybody to stay completely away from the water And you may think you can just get through a road that looks like, well, it's not too bad, but obey all the signs and don't, if you see the water on the road, definitely don't try and get through it, because not only can you be your life that's impacted, it could also be those that the volunteers that are trying to help others in our community will be distracted from that and will then need to go and save you as well.
I understand more rain is forecast today. Is it raining at the moment?
No, look, it's clear at the moment. It's fine. It's rain is forecast for tomorrow, okay, and not for today, and but not at the moment. From the reports I've heard, it's not a lot of rain, but we don't want any at the moment, really.
So. No. Well, let's hope those new floodgates hold and everyone is safe and dry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Albert Van Zetten is the Mayor of Launceston. It's 10 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.